snap. Back to pass. A pump fake. Now he's going. He's got shorts to the third open. He caught it. Left corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Jaguars. He beat Joe Hayden.
For the third straight week, turnovers and missed opportunities cost the Browns as they fell short to Jacksonville on Sunday. After getting beat on the game-winning touchdown in the closing seconds of the game, cornerback Joe Hayden took full responsibility for the loss.
I put so much pressure on myself just to be one of the good, be one of the best, be one of the best in the league. And I hold myself at a different standard. So no matter how the game went down, no matter what happened, I feel like I was so upset because it was me against another player at the end of the game. I'm supposed to make that play. I work hard enough to make that play, and I should have dipped. I should have made it. It's not okay to lose. No matter how much money you get at the end of the day, it's still a game. It's still a professional. I want to be the best. I want my team to be the best. I want us to be successful because I'm just used to success. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the way I play. That's the way I put myself out there. And I know we got a lot of dudes in the locker room that do the same thing, and it just hurts when you don't come in with a W.
And so for the third straight week, the Browns have come to work on Monday searching for answers.
There's no magic formulas or magic bullets. It's just about playing better in certain areas and not making the big mistakes, the turnovers, the sacks, those type of things that lead to points really is what it comes down to.
I mean, we're disappointed, but at the end of the day, we put it behind us. You know, that happened yesterday, Sunday. Right after the game, you know, everybody's a little down and out, but, you know, we came in today with a different attitude, different mentality.
As the Browns prepare for their next opponent, the New England Patriots, the quarterback position is still uncertain when after yesterday's game, quarterback Brandon Whedon was diagnosed with a concussion. As the week goes on, the status of Whedon and Jason Campbell will become more clear, and the Browns will know if they will need to call in their fourth starting quarterback of the season. This has been your 2-Minute Drill, presented by Cleveland Clinic.